We're going to take a 10-minute break. It's 11:14. We'll be back on at 11:24. Okay, we're calling the March 7th meeting back to order at 11:31, not to be confused with 11:24. For the record, everybody on the board who was here prior to the break is back. Thank you for coming. Next case is case number 322-758. Can you identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Rachel Crosby, C-R-O-S-B-Y, Stratford Police Department.
And counsel?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
And detective, can you identify your witness or have him identify himself?
This is Trooper Elterich of the Connecticut State Police.
And that is E-L-T-E-R-I-C-H.
Yes, ma'am.
You got that?
Yep, got it. Thank you.
Okay, detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The applicant applied in March of 2022 and was denied due to suitability concerns.
Okay. Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Not really. I just want to call the board's attention to the fact that the justification for the denial that was given in the issuing authority questionnaire, which we received exactly 10 days before today, Monday of last week, goes way beyond the scope of what's in the denial letter. You know, we've done our best to prepare for the hearing. In other words, there are other incidents mentioned in there.
Okay.
It's possible that at some point I may ask the board to continue the case on a later date, depending on what the issuing authority intends to present as far as evidence.
You didn't want to request a continuance now, though?
I doubt that it's necessary.
Okay.
But
okay.
Just in case, I wanted to alert the board.
All right. Appreciate that. Detective, you may proceed with your case.
So the applicant applied March of 2022. On his application, he indicated that his pistol permit was revoked due to an incident investigated by the Connecticut State Police in 2020. I reached out to SLFU to confirm the facts of what the revocation was, because it was not my department that applied for it. And I received their work products of the revocation information in their system. That is, do you want me to read that?
It's your case.
Okay. So it was due to a road rage incident investigated by the state police in which a firearm was used. Not fired, but was shown. I brought the trooper here to answer questions about that, because I can't go too far into it, obviously, because it was erased. Additionally, we had several in-house incidents, one from January 2019, where a statement was made after, a statement was made between neighbors, and the appellant watched it on his cameras at his house and went out to speak to the neighbors that were talking about him and or another neighbor, and called the police to respond. That would be our department, to speak to the neighbor about what their argument was between the two of them. The neighbor claimed that the appellant invited him to fight and stated he had two guns and a pit bull. And neither wished to press charges, so it was kind of just left at that, but that was concerning to my chief. And then most recently was in February of this year, we had another neighbor from the street reach out to our police department and file a report that she feels she's being harassed by the appellant, because about a year ago she said to him, slow down, you're gonna kill somebody driving down the street too fast. She claims he now parks his vehicle in front of her house or uses her driveway to turn around. I would like it to reflect that this is not illegal. He can park his car wherever he'd like to on the street. What is odd to my department is that one lives at the 100 block of the street, the other lives at the 400 block of the street. They are a distance between the two houses. The officer that took that report did reach out to the appellant twice to try and get his side of the story. I don't have that. If there is a reason as to why he's parking in front of the neighbor's house after they've had a disagreement, that is reasonable. I can remove that from the record.
Okay, before we go, so those are going to be the three issues?
Correct.
Before we go any further, are you going to want a continuance based on the fact those two extra?
Based on what I've heard so far, no, thank you.
Okay. All right. Are you going to call a witness, or is that your?
This is Trooper Eldridge.
Okay.
Do you want me to call him right now?
Well, it's your case.
Okay.
So if you're going to ask him questions, this
so
would
into
well,
the.
Pardon me, Madam Chair.
Yep.
Detective Crosby's been testifying.
Yep.
So I'd like the opportunity to
sure.
cross-examine before we get another witness on the stand.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So you want a question or not?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. So you testified. I'm not going to ask you about the case that the trooper's here for because
okay.
you can't testify about that because you don't have any direct knowledge. But what's the basis for your testimony about the incident in 2019?
That was an in-house report that we took. So.
So you read a report?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have the neighbor here today to testify.
I do not.
About this. Okay. Did you speak to the neighbor yourself?
No, I read the police report.
Okay. So what you submitted here in the questionnaire is your rewrite of what was in the incident report.
And I also included the report.
Okay. And likewise, the 2024 incident. Were you involved in that directly?
No.
No. Okay. So you got that also from some sort of an in-house report?
Yes.
Okay. Is that neighbor here to testify today?
No.
Okay. Okay. You aren't aware that the appellant works as an investigator? A private investigator?
He did at one point. I don't know what he still does.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't know if he would be surveilling a subject for his work?
Well, that is why I said if there was a
okay.
reason.
You aren't aware.
I wasn't aware of it.
Okay. Thank you. Nothing further. Thank you.
Does the board have questions for the detective based on what she just testified to? Seeing none, detective, would you like to proceed with your witness?
Yes. So I have Trooper Eldridge here. Trooper, were you employed by the Connecticut State Police in April of 2020?
Yes.
In April of 2020, did you respond to a road rage type incident?
Yes, I did.
Can you kind of explain to the board what occurred at that incident?
The complainant told me when I met with them in Stamford that there was an incident between him and the app here. I guess there was some type of
you do have to speak
rage. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then, it's in a microphone, just so we can all.
Okay. And the app pointed a gun at the person who called us, and so he just wanted to. That was the reason for his call. And there was, I guess, when both of the vehicles pulled over to the side of the highway, they. I guess the app got out of his vehicle and started approaching the person who called us with his gun in his hand pointed downwards. And then I guess as the app was walking up, the person who called us drove from the scene and then called us to come respond and take the complaint of the incident.
Okay. And what was the next thing that happened? Did you go and try to speak to the appellant?
Yes. We went to his house. And we got the phone number, a contact number from him from his neighbor, and then I just spoke with him over the phone. He said that he had some video of the incident as it happened, and then but he said that he wasn't able to give me the video at that time. And so then the later date that I must have contacted him a couple days later or whenever it was the next time that I contacted him, he said that he wasn't going to provide me any. Info towards the case, and that I was going to speak to his counsel as far as the case was concerned.
I keep speaking up so we can hear you.
Right.
I think both ends are probably going to have, because I'm having a problem hearing you a little bit.
Big outdoor voice.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Did you apply for a warrant? Was there an arrest made?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall what the charges were?
Would have been threatening in the first degree and breach of peace.
Okay. And that was for the appellant?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions about that. Cross?
Thank you. Trooper, did you see a firearm in connection with this incident?
No, I did not see.
Okay. Did you see any images that appeared to show a firearm?
No.
No. So the basis for your believing that there was a firearm involved that was being carried by the appellant is that the complainant said there was a firearm. Is that correct?
Yep, that's it.
Nothing further. Okay. And you didn't really witness the incident, you just talked to the parties after
yes.
the fact. Okay. Are you aware of the court disposition of that case?
I was told that it was nollied.
Okay. Thank you. Do you know the reason for the nollied?
No.
You're not aware that the complainant never responded to requests to show up in court?
No, I did not look at the case or anything.
All right. Nothing further.
Does the board have questions? Chief?
Could you, at the beginning of the your testimony, you were a lot of details lacking. Usually in a case like this, I was traveling, or someone was traveling southbound on the highway, someone cut them off. What were the allegations there? What, the best of your knowledge and how you, and what you learned through your investigation, what led to this confrontation?
The complainant stated that they were traveling northbound on 95. There was some type of road rage where they were cutting each other off, brake checking.
Right, well, one must have said, I was in front and,
Yeah, so I can't refer to my to the incident case because it was knowledge, so I'm just going based upon
what I remember from... Yeah, what you remember.
Yeah, all I remember that there was the complainant stated that there was a road rage and that a firearm was pointed at him, and then the vehicles pulled over to the side of the highway, and then
now go a little more on that because road rage is kind of loaded, so I'm trying to get up on that. They're driving down the highway. There's some brake checking going on. You don't really know who
was brake checking over. If I could see the incident.
Yeah, but you can't.
Yeah.
When and under what circumstances was the gun allegedly pulled?
So as they were driving, I was told by the person who called us that the app pointed a gun at the other person as they were driving.
Okay. Can you describe what the complainant in that case said? Were they side by side? Who was on which side? Was the window down? Did they describe the gun?
In his statement, he did say that the app was holding the steering wheel with his left hand and pointed his firearm with his right hand. It was a black handgun in his right hand, and he said that he pointed it at the complainant.
Okay, pointed it toward the passenger side, so the complainant was on the right, or?
I do not know. Yep. I cannot remember.
And did that happen more than once as they traveled down the highway?
It only happened once from what the complainant stated.
Okay. And after that happened, what happened next? What did the complainant do?
So they both pulled over to the side of the highway, and the complainant was parked in front, and he stated to me that the app got out of his vehicle because he was parked about 75 feet back from him, and started walking up to his vehicle with his handgun in his hand pointed down to the ground.
So the complainant saw the gun in the car as they were traveling at highway speeds, but also as the appellant walked up to the car.
Yes.
Right.
And so, as he walked up to the car, I was told that the complainant drove off because he didn't want to have a confrontation with somebody who was holding a gun at the time. So.
Okay, what time of day was this?
It was in the afternoon, early afternoon. So,
daylight?
Yeah, probably between 2 and 3 p.m.
Did the person who made that complaint, do you know if they had any familiarity with handguns?
He just stated to me that he knows some undercover police officers, and he thought that the app might have been a undercover cop, but he wasn't. But he didn't think that a police officer would point a gun at somebody as they were driving.
Was he able to describe the gun as far as, was it a revolver, was it a pistol, was it black, was it silver, was it anything like that?
He said that it was a black handgun.
Okay. Okay, didn't mention brand name or anything like that?
No.
Some people go as far as they look like a Glock or look like a something. It depends on how much knowledge they have.
From what I can recall, I do not remember that he stated it was a type or a brand. Or...
Okay, had anyone called the police at that point?
I would just be guessing that the complainant called.
Guess. Yeah. So the complainant said he drove away?
Yes.
And did the complainant then call the police at that point, you know? Or?
I know that he met with a Stanford police officer off of exit 6. And then we showed up and met, because I met with the Stanford police officer there, and then met with the complainant off of exit 6, off of I-95.
Did the appellant call the police?
I do not recall.
How did you identify the appellant?
So I pulled up, so the complainant got the appellant's license plate, and through a collect photo from his driver's license, I showed it to the complainant, and he stated that this was the person that was definitely driving the car at the time of the incident.
Was there anyone else in either car?
No.
And was it near the appellant's home? Did he live in that general area, you know, within a couple miles or so? Or?
No, it would have been at least 30 miles away.
When did you finally contact the appellant?
I went to his house that same evening after I took the complaint in Stanford.
Okay, what happened at the house?
So we went to the front door of the house. We knocked on the door with the Stratford police, and nobody answered. So we were able to talk to a neighbor. I guess he lives in a duplex style house. So the person that was also living in that house there came out, and I was able to get a telephone contact number for the app to contact him by phone.
And you contacted him by phone. Did you ever see him in person?
No, I did not.
Have you ever seen him in person other than here?
Nope.
Did he have a firearms registered for him?
Yes, he had two.
What were they?
I do not remember what they were.
Did you seize those firearms at some point during this investigation?
I did not.
Was it somebody?
I would have to look at the case. I did not see that.
I think I have a relative that understands how this happened.
Okay. So you said, but you spoke to the appellant the day of the incident or the evening of the incident?
By phone.
Yeah. And at the beginning, you mentioned that the appellant claimed that he had video of the incident.
He stated to me over the phone that he had a video of the incident, yep, and that he could provide it for me, but. When I called him back afterwards, whether it was a day or however long, he said that he wasn't going to give me any information or make any statements without his counsel.
Other comments? I mean, questions?
Did you think about applying for a warrant for a video?
No, I did not.
Nope. The video, did you say it was dash cam or how he had a video of it, cell phone or dash cam?
I do not recall.
Other questions? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses? Oh, you want to
follow One more question. I just want to clarify, it's a while back here. I want to make sure I have your testimony correct. You said that the complainant told you that the appellant, when he displayed a firearm from within his car, he had it in one hand, he had the gun in his right hand and the steering wheel on his left?
Yeah, from what I recall, mm-hmm. Is that, yeah, he was holding onto the steering wheel, and then he had the gun in his right hand.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
That's better.
Other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, sounds to me proceed.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant. We're not going to use your name, you know. Tell the board, please, how old are you?
I'm 44.
And do you work?
I do.
What do you do for work?
I'm a private investigator.
Private investigator, what type of work?
For the past 15 years, I've done workers' comp and disability surveillances.
So, you're looking for people who claim to be injured and you're trying to find out maybe they really aren't injured?
Correct. The insurance companies hire us to get video confirmation of their limits, limitations.
What's the name of you work for a particular company that does this?
Yes.
What's the name?
Delta Blue.
Delta. And they work for various insurance companies?
Correct.
You have any other background in this type of work prior to this?
I have my own. So I work for Delta Group under their permits. I also have my own PI permits in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey. So I have my own business as well.
Okay. Any other law enforcement background?
I'm an Air Force veteran, military police, 4 years active duty, honorable discharge.
Okay. Thank you. Let's get rid of the easy thing here first. You heard testimony from Detective Crosby that she read an in-house report about an incident in 2024 involving your parking near a neighbor's house. Can you tell the board what was going on, please?
I was working a surveillance.
Of that particular person?
No, not at all. I would never park directly in front of Thayman's house, but that position on the street happened to afford me a beautiful vantage point to my actual claimant's house.
Okay, so it just happened that you were surveilling somebody on your own street?
Correct.
Okay. Do you recall having words with a neighbor who complained to you about going too fast or something?
No. And no words occurred on that day itself either. So.
Do you think that you know who this neighbor is? Do you think you know this person?
I don't.
No. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the so-called road rage incident 2020. This led to the revocation of your permit at the time, right?
Yes.
Okay. You did have a permit, right?
Yes.
And let's start with this, please. Do you remember the incident?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you were on 95 northbound, as the trooper testified?
Correct. I was leaving Queens, New York, and returning into Connecticut from New York State.
You were coming from New York to Connecticut?
Correct.
Okay. Did you have a firearm with you?
Absolutely not.
Do you have a permit to carry in New York?
No, I do not, no.
Is that one reason you did not have a firearm with you at the time?
Anybody who would be stupid enough to carry a unregistered, unlicensed weapon in New York City, you'd have to be a moron, so.
Okay, so you did not have a firearm with you that day?
Correct.
We'll talk about the details of the incident, but I want to cut to the chase here. Do you have a suspicion as to what the complainant was talking about when they said that you pointed a gun? Do you think that there was something else, some other object?
When I was processed for the arrest warrant 2 weeks later, the trooper who processed me did give me the opportunity to read the arrest warrant.
No, pardon me. My question is, like, did you have your phone out in your hand at the time of the incident?
I'm getting to that. So in reading the arrest warrant, part of the arrest warrant was apparently the DOT cameras were monitored by, I'm not sure, state troopers or some kind of state officials who relayed to the state trooper that they had video of me exiting my car with a black object in my left hand. So yes, at a point during the incident, I did pull over to let this individual get away from me. He did pull over 75 yards in front of me, as the trooper stated, and I exited my car and walked approximately 5 feet, waving my cell phone around, telling him to get away from me. So the object in the DOT cameras that was in the arrest warrant, I assume, alleged as a weapon, was my cell phone, my black, large cell phone with black case.
So you did have your cell phone in your hand?
Yes.
Okay, and it's black?
It is.
And it's a relatively large phone, you're saying?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm doing this backwards a little bit, but at court, the case was nollied, right?
It was.
Or dismissed?
It was dismissed, yes.
Okay. Did the complainant ever show up for court, as far as you know?
No.
Were you told that the complainant had failed to respond to requests to help with the case?
The state prosecutor informed my attorney that the complainant was not participating in the process.
Okay. So would you tell the board, please, about what was that incident? You were driving northbound on 95.
Correct.
What happened?
Returning from Queens, a road rage incident developed.
Well, what happened?
I don't remember the specifics. This was exactly probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
But a road rage incident did develop between me and the complainant. At a certain point, I felt it was getting out of control.
Well, I'm going to stop you. Did this person pull in front of you? Did they brake check you? Do you remember?
I would say all of the above. I don't remember specifics of which lane I was in or how long it took. At one point, I truly was like, I got scared. I pulled over once on the side of the highway, completely in the breakdown lane, assuming the gentleman would proceed forward with his day.
Pardon me. So you pulled over once in the breakdown lane?
Correct. This is prior on Greenwich, probably.
Your intent was to let the other driver go away?
Correct.
Okay. Then what happened?
He pulled over 50 to 75 yards in front of me in the breakdown lane and stopped. This concerned me. I said, let me try this again. Took off again, sped ahead, got away from him for a minute or two. He continued to tailgate me. I pulled over a second time. He pulled over again, 50 to 75 yards in front of me. That second time is when I got out of my car, started, panicking and said, tried to scare him away, walked towards him 5 or 10 feet with still approximately 50 yards, 50 feet, 75 feet between us, and I was waving my cell phone around, get out of here, leave me the F alone, et cetera. I took off again. He followed me for a little while longer and finally stopped in Stanford, got off Stanford, and I went about my day and returned home.
Okay. Did anyone ever tell you that there was video or still camera imagery showing that you had a gun in your hand?
No. The first I knew that a weapon was involved in any allegations was the brief opportunity I had to read the arrest warrant when I was being processed. That was the first I heard of any allegations involving a weapon.
Okay. The detective testified that there was an incident involving a different neighbor 5 years ago. Do you recall that incident?
I recall several incidences with that neighbor around that time period.
Okay. Is that neighbor still there?
No.
Oh, okay. Was that neighbor a difficult neighbor in some way to you?
Yes.
Could you tell the board, please?
A young gentleman. I live on a quiet, dead-end street. Him and his buddies would smoke weed in front of my house, blast music, have large gatherings at the end of the street, noise nuisances, etc. Just something most people do not want to see on their street.
Okay.
Multiple occurrences of that.
Okay. And did you have any kind of a conversation with this person?
I believe on the 9th or 10th of, I forget the specific date, but in 2019, it was, I think, December or January. I forget specific dates, but there was an incident where him and his buddy were in front of my house in their car, rolling joints. I called the police. Police showed up. He gave them an attitude. He had a warrant, apparently. He was processed. His mom came home that evening and said my tenant on his camera captured her saying she was going to kill me, and she was upset because obviously her son had been arrested. And the next day was when I called the Stratford Police Department just to report that this woman had on camera threatened to kill me. I didn't really want to press any charges or make a big deal out of it. I just wanted it to be noted.
Okay. Did you invite anybody to fight?
No.
Did you tell people that you had guns or a pit bull?
No.
Do you have a pit bull?
I do, yes.
Okay. Okay. When's the last time you had contact with that person?
That gentleman moved out about a year later. Right now, the people that live there is a husband and wife. They're a lovely couple. We don't interact. We don't have any words. We ignore each other. There have been no further incidents. That household was actually involved in a shooting around that period of time where a friend of this gentleman's came and shot another man in the ankle. We had a crime scene van in front of our houses for several days. So that's the kind of household it was.
Um, Which is your dominant hand?
My left.
Your left hand?
Correct.
So if you were to handle a firearm, like you were going to shoot it, you'd be using your left hand?
Absolutely.
If you were going to threaten somebody with it or wield the firearm, you might say, withdraw the question. If you drew your firearm, it'd be with your left hand?
It would be holstered and be drawn for my left hand.
Left, okay. I have nothing further.
Detective, do you have questions for the appellate?
Did you have video of the incident from the highway?
I don't recall. Okay. I don't recall. It may be on my cell phone right now, but I don't recall.
Okay, so the trooper testified that you had told him that you did have video of the incident, but you're not sure if you...
That it is a possibility that I do have video of the incident, yes.
But you're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have thousands of videos and pictures on my phone, unfortunately. So.
Okay. The report that was made to us in 2019, you stated that the mother of the neighbor said that she was going to kill you, and that's what you reported to us?
Correct.
That was not what I have you telling our officer.
I noticed that in the report, yes.
Okay. And you also did not, the report doesn't indicate that it was the mother that you were talking about.
The report indicates that, yes.
That it was the mother or that it was not the mother?
The report indicates inaccurately that I referenced the son as far as the threat. I reported the officer to the mom. My tenant, who lives above me in my two-family home, was also present when we reported this to the officer. I'm not sure how such a miscommunication occurred, but I mean, even in your own report, you have differences in a quotation from me that's credited towards me in one report versus your interpretation of the report. So even in your own reports, I'm being misquoted in two different ways for the same quotation, allegedly. So that's interesting to me, just as an observation.
Okay. And did you have two firearms registered in 2019?
I did, yes.
Okay. And you did have a pit bull?
I do, yes.
Okay. And you and this neighbor that's now since moved, did you ever have a good relationship?
We stayed away from each other. He was obnoxious. He, like I said, blasting music, smoking weed, doing drugs, buying drugs.
Would you ever have had conversations with him about your firearms?
No.
So he shouldn't have known that you had two firearms, or the number of firearms?
Well, I mean,
like
I said, his family's very friendly. His parents are very friendly. His grandfather's very friendly. When I first moved in, we've had conversations about firearms.
Okay.
I knew them in a decent way, so that may have been mentioned to him, and you know, that information may have been related to the son.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Does the board have a question?
Chief? At the beginning of this, attorney mentioned the Air Force. How long are you in the Air Force now?
No, I was 4 years active duty, 04 to 08.
Military police?
Correct.
Do you have any legal authority to carry a firearm as a result of that service?
Absolutely not, no.
Did you carry a firearm when you were in that?
Yes, multiple, yes.
I think there are, I mean, probably not with 4 years, but if you had 10 years or HR 218 type thing, active duty military police.
I never looked into it.
So you don't have a Law Enforcement Safety Act or HR 218 certificates and you carry a firearm throughout the United States?
No, sir.
You mentioned, it's interesting, you said you may have the video on your phone right now. Do you have the video on your phone?
I have to look at my phone. I don't recall. I honestly don't recall.
I'm going to ask if he looks. I mean, that's what this whole thing boils down to. Did he have a gun or did he not have a gun?
I did not have a gun. Like I said, I
understand that. Okay. But
he's asking you if you have your phone with you.
Sure, my phone's here, yes.
Because they're saying that you said you had a video and then refused to show it to them, implying that you didn't show it to them because it did not favor you. So in which case, I'd like to see it.
Sure. I mean, if there's a video on my phone of the incident, there will be no gun involved, but I'd be happy to show it or look for it.
Do you want to grab the phone and look back to, what is it,
2019?
2020.
April
2020.
And you also testified that, you know, 4 years ago, you don't remember the incident that much. That's kind of understandable if all of a sudden you were confronted with it 4 years later. But at the time, you were arrested within 2 weeks, and you were certainly had played a very important part of your life, and I would expect you to have some more details on how the thing happened. As much as I asked the trooper, he has some information, but it's based on what was told to him. You have the direct information.
I remember, maybe I misspoke, I remember this incident, the road rage incident, crystal clear. The 29 incidences with my neighbor, there were so many of them involving. So I don't remember that clearly, yeah, but I do remember this incident clearly. Yes, absolutely. I do a video yet. I have 1, 2. So this occurred on April 19th, 2020 at 2:46 p.m. Yeah, I have 3 videos. One is 4 minutes, one is 5 minutes, one is about 3 minutes. So.
As a suggestion, maybe we let them show, take a break and let them show the issue before the video.
Well, yeah, why don't we take
it's
a break?
It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah,
well,
the attorney.
I think he can let his attorney see.
I mean, we have some capability here to put it up. I see it's not an effort to but this one's not a
I'm pretty sure we won't be able to figure
well,
that out.
Well, we'll see if it's important.
Okay. Why don't we take a 10-minute break so you can review those with counsel, and counsel can determine if he wants to show them to the other side, and we'll take it from there.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so case number 22758 is back on the record. At 12:25 for the record, all members of the board who are here prior to the break are back, and counsel detective are here, opponent is here, and trooper is here. So, counsel, you were able to watch the videos?
Yes, it actually, although it's 3 video files, it's all really the same video. It looks like it was duplicated, and one is longer than the other two, but it's all the same material.
Did you watch them fully?
We did.
And is there anything that contradicts anything that was testified here today?
There's one additional piece of information, which is that you can see the video only shows when he's in the car.
Okay.
That's the first thing. It's when he's driving the car, it's all within his car. And at the end of the video, the other car disappears. The other car turns right, the appellant goes straight. At one point in the video, you can see that the appellant has a pepper spray in his hand, which may explain something.
Okay.
And that's it.
Just a suggestion.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, you haven't seen anything.
No.
Maybe if they get a chance, we can move on.
Right.
So that's a great idea.
They can decide if there's anything they want to even bring up on it.
That's
all
fine.
Right. That's fine. Okay.
So why don't we adjourn that so detective can take a look at that. We'll call the next case and we'll call you back right after.
Okay. Without the attorney, because that might be shorter.
Do you want to? Famous last word. Yeah, that's true. Okay, you guys.